Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and consulting firm. What we do is we teach people how to build a second stream of income. This has really been under promoted. Warren Buffett said it, I don't know if it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, he said, never depend on a sole source of income, a job. Always invest to create a second stream of income. In other words, he's not a speculator. He doesn't buy stocks and wait for them to go up in value. He buys companies and gets cash flow. We buy apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, senior living complexes, even single-family homes for beginners that produce cash flow. And that way, when you get a pay cut, because it's not if, it's when you get fired, you've got all your bills paid. I tell this story all the time. Gentlemen, 2008, 2009, goes to his office and they fire everybody. I think there were 13 people there. Just shut down the office. The office was even profitable. So none of them could understand why they were being shut down and fired. And 12 of them are crying, weeping, begging for their jobs, talking about how stupid it is to close. And he just grabs a cardboard box and starts packing up all his personal items because he didn't care. Why didn't he care? He had enough real estate that the income from it paid all his bills, gave him some extra money for romance and travel and whatever else. He was financially independent. That's what we're talking about. People who join Total Wealth Academy and take our courses, that's what they're trying to achieve, is reaching a point where their second stream of income meets and exceeds their bills and then eventually their wants as well. Today, I want to answer a listener's question, but it's a really long answer. It may take up two, maybe even three segments of the show. And it's from, he calls himself Terry. He says, here's a subject for or topic to discuss recommended steps for freeing up cash for additional purchases of single family properties. He has two properties, one's paid off and it's worth way more than what he purchased it for. The other is worth a lot more than he purchased it for, but it's financed, so it's got a little bit of a mortgage on it. And his home is paid off, completely paid off, which we know is debt equity. He goes on to say, this is the old way following Dave Ramsey to pay off everything. So there's a lot of cash just sitting in equity not being used. Let me answer this first question very succinctly and quickly. He says, I'm also putting 15% of my income into a Roth IRA. But maybe that would be better to use for investing in properties. Terry, stop that. That's right. Stop that. Keep your money. Keep it out of these tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, because the first thing that needs to be addressed is people think that IRAs and 401ks are tax-free. It's not tax-free. It's tax-deferred. It's deferred till after you're 59 and a half. Why? Because if you take it out before 59 and a half, not only do you have to pay the taxes, you have to pay a penalty. The stupid tax is what it's called, because you were stupid enough to put your money in an IRA or 401k to begin with. But after 59 and a half, here's what the financial planners presume. And here's what you presume. You're going to be broke when you retire. So when you pull the money out, you won't be making much money. You'll be in a low tax bracket. That's what you presume. My question to you is this. Why would you expect, and we all know you get exactly out of life what you expect and nothing more. Why would you expect to have low income in retirement? I'll tell you why. Because the only way you know how to make money is a job. And you know that when you quit your job, you're not going to be making money. You have low expectations for life. They're low. You expect not to be making money in retirement. You have low expectations. And guess what you're going to get? Exactly what you expect and nothing more. Let's take it one step further. Terry paid off his home. Why does Dave Ramsey want you to pay off your home? Because he has low expectations for you. And I want to be very careful. I love Dave Ramsey. I think he's great for America. Getting people out of debt is a great goal and a great mission. But it stops there. Once you're out of debt, you got to get away from Dave Ramsey, because he doesn't know how to build second streams of income. He just wants you to put your money in mutual funds and stocks and get that 7.5%, which is what the stock market has averaged over the last 75 years, which keeps up with inflation. What is the purpose of the stock market? Is it to make you wealthy? No. Is it to build wealth? No. It's there to keep up with inflation. And it does a pretty darn good job of it. 7.5 rate of return keeps up with inflation. Maybe not this year, but on average. So Dave Ramsey has low expectations for you. You have low expectations. Why would you pay off your home? Because you think not having a mortgage payment in retirement is going to help. Because you have no income. Because you quit your job. Because you only know one way to make money, and that's a job. You got to grow. You got to change. That's not the only way to make money. In fact, it's the baby step that most people never pass. They learn how to walk, and they never learn how to run. A job is walking. Building a second stream of income is running. So those of you with a job, and that's your sole source of income, you're like a little baby. You're just walking. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people are running. Are you going to be able to keep up with them? No. Because they're building a second stream of income. So, and this, Terry, is said with respect, because for you to have listened to Dave Ramsey and taken action on what he taught you and actually achieve it, you better give yourself some credit for that. But once you reach zero, broke, you're no longer in debt, you got to switch mentors, which is what I hope you're doing by listening to this show. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Were you you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're poking fun, really, of the whole concept of going through life and only knowing one way to make money, a job. And this, when I talk about the poor and the middle class and separate them from the rich, it almost sounds like it definitely sounds like I'm talking about the amount of money you make. But if you're a longtime listener, you understand that's not what I'm talking about. It's the middle class mentality. And I know people who make 500 grand a year who are middle class. They have the middle class mentality. They bought more expensive cars every time they got a raise. They bought more expensive homes every time they got a raise. And they're living paycheck to paycheck at 500 grand a year. The difference is they're living in a $1 million home and driving a Ferrari. But bottom line is they're still living paycheck to paycheck. That's a middle class definition for this radio show. It has nothing to do with income. It has to do with how they're making their money, what they're doing with it, and so on. See, the rich make their income passively and actively. The middle class, whether they make 500 grand a year or a million a year, they're all job. It's all coming from one source. They're completely dependent on it. And remember, that is still a dependent stage, meaning if you would all agree that if you do chores at home as a kid to get an allowance at the end of the week, you're dependent. Well, when you get a job, you're just doing chores to get a paycheck at the end of the week. You're still dependent. Independence is when you go self-employed or business owner. That's independent. And most of you are not independent. You're still in a dependent stage of your life. To ever retire, does it make sense when I say you have to move to independent? You can't retire if you're dependent on a job for your income. There's only one way to retire. You've got to have a second stream of income that comes in when you retire. Because people will say, no, I'll save up $1 million. $1 million isn't enough to retire anymore. Think about it. 20 years is what your spouse, let me be careful. Females are living 20 years in retirement. Divide $1 million by 20 years. It's about 50 grand a year. Nobody's retiring on 50 grand a year. Expenses are up. Inflation is up. And most people have to pay taxes on that $50,000. So it's really only about $40,000 or about $3,000 a month. How many of you want to leave your wife living on $3,000 a month? Well, I don't know many people who do. So let's get into this from a different point of view now and address the other question in it. How do I get access to my money? Well, Terry didn't provide me with the values of the homes, so I'm going to make some assumptions. I'm going to assume these are about, let's say, 250 to 300. To keep the math easy, let's say 300. Let's say that his home is worth 500. Now, it could be less than that. It could be more than that. But Let's just assume. The first thing that you've got to understand, Terry, is that you have too much money to be in single family. You're limiting yourself by thinking single family. Nobody with over 200 grand equity that they can get to, that's after selling, paying commissions, every taxes, everything. If they've got over 200 grand they can get out of their property, they need to move to passive investing in commercial real estate, like apartment complexes, self-storage, senior living. If you demand, Terry, nope, Steve, not going to do commercial, I want to stick with single family, then the answer is pretty simple. The first thing you should do is cash out, refinance the home that's paid off. Get 75 to 85% of it. Make sure you've still got $300 or $400 a month cash flow. Do not refinance that thing to a point where you have no cash flow. Refinance it, and let's say on a $300,000 house, 80%, 816, 24, you're able to pull out $240,000. You should be able to buy 6 to 8 more single family homes using hard money loans to conventional over the next year or two. The home that it has a mortgage, I really can't guess on that one. I don't know how much you owe, if it's even reasonable to refinance it, but your personal residence, holy Toledo, if you have a $500,000 house paid in full, you can pull $400,000 out of that thing. $400,000. That's going to allow you to buy 10, maybe even 15 single family homes. Add that to the 6 or 8, and let's just go with 6. You're talking about 21 single family homes. And let's say your average cash flow is $400 a month. That's $8,400 a month cash flow. Not a bad strategy. And Terry, that's probably why you're thinking single family, because boom, you can pull out $8,400. But you're now running 22 rent properties and you have a mortgage on your home. So if you were to keep an open mind, if you took that same money, sold that single family house, walk away with, say, $250, refinanced your home, $400, $650, $650,000. Let me slow down with my calculator. At a, let's say, a 24% IRR, that's about $156,000 a year divided by 12. It's about $13,000 a month. See, there's a substantial difference between investing in single family and commercial. He's going to get about $8,400 a month if he does single family. He's going to get about $13,000 a month if he does commercial. So my sales pitch, Terry, you got too much money to stay in single family. This is a huge mistake that most single family investors make. They stay in single family too long. They're making good money. They like it. They're comfortable with it. It gives them a sense of security. They want to try commercial. That's scary. Scary. They're comfortable. So they stick with single family. I've known guys that stuck with single family all the way to 124 houses. They could have been, oh Lord, I don't even know how to calculate this. I'll just give a guesstimate. They probably could have owned 500 apartment units with the equity that they had in those homes, made $30,000, $40,000 a month compared to, let's do 125 times, back then it was 300. Compared to about $35,000 a month, and they're doing all the work. So the 500 unit would make them $40,000+ a month, no work. He's making $37,000 a month, and he does all the work. Now, is it that much work? No. I know for a fact the guy took a vacation 1 week a month out of the country. But he, when he got back, he had to deal with the tenants, toilets, taxes, and so on. So the commercial would be a much better option, Terry, when you got this much money. You're rich and you don't know it because you haven't learned commercial real estate yet. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. So let me re-answer this question and make sure that Terry has all the options. The first would be, if you're going to stick with single family, which I think would be a huge mistake, I would refinance that first house that's paid in full, get as much money out of that as you can, make sure that you know how to use hard money loans so that you can buy six or eight more houses with that money. I'd refinance my home and buy more rent property with that as well. But remember, you're going to have to subtract the mortgage from your cash flow. And on the house that you've got a mortgage, that one's really, I can't answer it. But I can tell you how to answer it. You look at the equity in the house. In most cases, it's better to sell it and get all the equity out and then use that to buy more single family houses as opposed to refinancing it and pulling money out. The reason for that is simply you're only allowed to refinance up to 80%. So, golly, the more I think about it, it's six one way, half a dozen the other. They're about the same. I've just always, once the equity gets large on a rent property, I sell it. If I pull out 60 grand, 90 grand, I go buy two or three more rent houses. But depending on the deal, if you can pull out 30,000 or more by refinancing it, then maybe refinancing it will work. In other words, I think, Terry, it's a heads you win, tails you win scenario, whether you refinance it or sell it. But again, as a rule of thumb for me, I generally sell them and go buy two or three more. Then my real recommendation, Terry, and for anybody with large chunks of money, 100 grand, 200 grand, 300 grand, a million, 3 million, 7 million, you really want to look into passive investing. Yes, I know you have to be a sophisticated investor to do that. Our classes will get you to sophisticated status. That is required by law. So it's still worth it. So worth it because the rates of return. I think I can talk about this. One of our syndicators, sponsors, is buying a brand new construction. I think it's 298 units. He's got a 4x multiplier in 10 years. Meaning, if you put up $250,000 into that deal, in 10 years, you're going to have made $750,000. Your $250,000 is now worth $1 million. That's a powerful 10-year experience. It's obviously much faster than single family, and you do no work because you're the passive investor. So there's my answer, Terry. I hope that helped, and I hope I was clear. If you have any other information you want me to analyze, go ahead and send me another email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks again, Terry. All right, let's open the phone lines and get into some email questions. I've got like 8 already. Okay. The phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, 281-558-KSEV, or email me like these people have. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, let's go to this first question. It's kind of worrisome. This is from John, and he said he's had a triplex. He lives in one side. Where you claim one unit as primary. Yeah, you know what you're trying to do, John? You're trying to do CPA work. And, you know, you're trying to figure out how to do the taxes when you live in one unit and you rent out the other two. You need a CPA. You're a professional businessman now, John. I know you say, I'm only got a triplex. You're a professional business person now, and you've got to think and act like one. So you're going to need to get a CPA. I'm going to fire you my CPA's name and number. He's a real estate expert. He's fantastic. And he can answer these questions. I will tell you this. If you look at your cash flow on this deal and say, well, I didn't make anything, you lived free for 7 years. That's profit, bro. You did good. You need to pat yourself on the back. I don't care whoever's telling you you didn't do a good job or that this deal wasn't good, you shouldn't have done it, is incompetent, and you shouldn't be talking to them. John, you did a good job. You lived free for 7 years, and you got an asset appreciating. Let me see if there's any other questions here. Yeah, you did good, John. Don't beat yourself up. Ignore the naysayers. There's always naysayers. There's always haters. In fact, John, do you realize if you don't have naysayers, if you don't have haters, you ain't doing jack? See, people who do stuff with their lives always have haters and naysayers. If you don't have haters and naysayers, you're probably doing nothing with your life. So keep it up, John. Good job. Go get another one and rent all three sides out, and you'll start seeing that cash flow. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's see, looking to connect with investors. Does TWA allow wholesalers in your group? Another group in town does not. That is correct. We do, Keith. If you are a competent wholesaler, or you need training on wholesaling, we can solve both those problems. So your first step, Keith, come to our free sample class. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click on the free sample class. Come to that. It's only $500 to join. Covers you for 2 years. You'll be able to build a buyer's list probably in a couple of months, up to about 40 investors. And I don't think any deal at our office takes more than 48 hours to sell. So that will give you some security and the ability to move deals quickly. So thanks, Keith, and I look forward to seeing you at the free sample class. Okay, next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Alexandra, title companies. People are always asking me, who's an investor-friendly title company? There's quite a few out there. Patent Title is one of them. But Alexandra, do you know that all title companies are investor-friendly? If you go meet them before you need them. See, what investors, what wholesalers and flippers do, they wait till the last minute to reach out to a title company. This is ineffective. You want to reach out to the title company weeks in advance of doing a deal. And all you want to do is meet them, lay out exactly what you're about to do, your strategies, if you're doing double closes, if you're just flipping the contract, whatever you're doing, tell the title company what you're doing. They will tell you right then and there whether they can handle that type of closing or not. But what you're going to find, Alexandra, is most title companies can handle just about anything. If you find one that won't work with you, you don't want to do business with them anyway. Get away from them. They got some hang up. They got some weird rule. Ditch them. Go find another title company. There's hundreds of them. But you need to reach out to them before you need them. Don't wait till right before you need them. And then they don't know what you're talking about. You don't have time to discuss it. You're trying to force the deal down their throats. Don't do that. Go explain it to them in advance. Get them set up so when you do come in with a contract, they know exactly what you're doing and they can structure the closing appropriately. Okay, hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, phone lines, 281-558-KSEV, and an email, sorry, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Sorry, I got a little confused because I was reading and talking at the same time. Hey, buyers, coaches, real estate agents. Okay. Morgan, this is a short email. I'll read it to you. It just says, I need buyers, coaches, and real estate agents. Well, guess what? At Total Wealth Academy, we have buyers, coaches, and real estate agents. So I recommend you come to our free sample class. Check us out. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click on the free sample class. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. This is the final segment of today's show, so please, please, please call me now. Do not put it off 5 minutes. Then I only have a minute to answer you, and I can't finish. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the phone lines. We're in Houston with Robert. Robert, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope you're doing well.
Doing very well. How can I help?
I'm glad to hear that. I believe it was Saturday. I caught the tail end of your show, and I think you mentioned something about Steve Burgess was coming to town or to give a discussion. What was that all about? I think it was RV parks.
Yes. Yeah, Steve Burgess, who wrote the book Buying and Selling Apartment Complexes, moved to RV parks because he was able, with his skill sets, to make more money with the RV parks. He's very good at it. So, yeah, he came up and he spoke about that. I don't believe he was raising capital for a deal at this time. But, yeah, that was what it was about, just passively investing in RV parks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's totally different than mobile home parks.
Yeah, it's quite different. Yes, that's a good question, though, because a lot of people associate those two.
Right.
But they are totally different. Totally different. Just like single families, totally different from apartments.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the phone call. Take care. Yeah, for those of you who aren't aware, we do dabble in RV parks, mobile home parks, but the majority of our passive investing is in apartments, self-storage, and senior living is where we're moving. Because it's such a growth industry. The aging of America is causing those facilities to fill up literally quicker than they can be built. There is a need for them, untaken care of need. There's more people that need them, and we have less units than we have people needing them. It's really a sad case. But I don't know how we could have, as a country, we could have prepared for it effectively any other way. But now they are building, one syndicator I talked to the other day, he's building, I think, something like 500 beds here in Houston. And an insurance company is helping him with the down payment. And he'll fill that thing up in a really short period of time. They tend to have a little bit higher rate of return, than apartments and self-storage. But that is not me saying go all in on senior living. I still believe in the concept, Carnegie's concept, put all your eggs, plural, in one basket, but you need eggs, not just one egg, and you should have some apartments, some self-storage, some senior living, maybe throw in an RV park if you got some extra money. Keep it diverse within the basket. I don't believe in diversity except within the same basket, which would be real estate in our case. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This next one from Benjamin is kind of funny. He wants his wife to be responsible for the financial decisions in his family. He goes on to explain that his wife reads a lot of nonfiction books, including Robert Kiyosaki's work, Seven Habits. He lists every book that I recommend, and he doesn't really read that much. But she wants to keep it the way they have it, which is they always discuss. See, this is, Benjamin, what you're fighting is it's scary to take responsibility. It really is. The reason that people, families, men and women, or whatever the circumstance is, married couples, they want to be able to, this is awful, I get it, but this is what's going on. They want to be able to blame the other person. They don't want to take responsibility. It's too painful, too risky. So what they do is, honey, we're going to discuss every financial decision together. That will be part of our marriage vows. And it doesn't work. You can't have two people responsible for the same thing. In other words, if you have two leaders, how many leaders do you have? None. Somebody has to take responsibility, Benjamin. And I think, you know, you may want to put your arm around her, give her a hug and a kiss, and say, sweetheart, I want you to be in charge because I think you're smarter than me because you read so much. I want you to be in charge, and I will never hold it against you if you make a mistake, because that's what she's afraid of. What if I make a mistake? And that fear prevents decision-making. So, yeah, I can talk till I'm blue in the face about how dumb it is to have two people in charge. Maybe that's what you want me to review. But, in fact, let me give that example where I had two medical professionals, both of them brilliant. One was a nurse practitioner, I believe. The other one was a doctor. And by the way, this has happened multiple times. So if you've heard me tell this story differently, it's because it was a different story about two different people. But the most recent was a nurse practitioner and a physician. I said, they bring me a deal. I go, man, that deal rocks. Are you guys going to do it? And they looked at each other, both wanting the other person to make the decision. Guess what ended up happening? They didn't do the deal. It was a wonderful deal, amazing, but they couldn't make a freaking decision. Anything with two heads is a monster. Someone has to be in charge. Benjamin, she's afraid. Guaranteed. She's afraid. Hug her, kiss her, be supportive. Put her in charge. If she's doing that much reading, that much studying, and she's attending seminars and things like that on wealth building, you're absolutely right. That's what you should do, Benjamin. I still want you to put your input in. And I hope you still want to put your input in, but make her responsible. Let her make those decisions and promise you love her no matter what happens. And that may help. So thanks for the email, Benjamin, and good luck with that. Okay, next question. This is from Jorge. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, this isn't a really good email. Wow. You have done your math. He's got examples of 2% rate of return, 10% rate of return, 18% rate of return. Yeah. It's not really an exponential growth curve. It's the exact same, whether it's 2% or 18. The rate of return is still the same based off of the percentage. But if you're getting an 18% internal rate of return on your passive investments, which is a little low, but still outstanding compared to, say, the stock market or mutual funds, I'm not sure what the question is. It's almost like you're teaching me something, which I appreciate the info. But yeah, it's not exponential. It's identical. It's just when you make 18% compared to when you were making 2% in the bank, it seems exponential. You know, a better word for this, Jorge? Life-changing. See, when you're making 2% on your money, you're actually losing money because inflation is higher than 2%. When you're making 18% rate of return, you're making money and building wealth. So I think you've done well. You're an accredited investor. That means Jorge has over $1 million. Yeah, you're doing good. I wouldn't even worry about these other points. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Remember, if you want to learn how to build a second stream of income, come to our free sample class. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the button. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.